You know, as many local businesses switch to online or delivery only, we can show our support during this tough time by purchasing gift cards. Our gift, the gift cards, they may just be the boost that they need to stay afloat through these tough stretch that we are all currently in, as well as small businesses. Many in our communities are also facing layoffs and financial insecurities. And gift cards, you know, they can be just the lift that that businesses need to aid their families. In addition, there are countless individuals working extremely hard to combat this epidemic, both medical care and biomed workers. Gift cards may be just that thank you that they need to keep up their efforts and their spirits to serve the rest of us so bravely. To talk about this a little bit more, and we've talked about this in the past, but you know, it's probably been a couple of weeks, so it's a great time right now, particularly going into the weekend. There's probably no better time to talk about this. And let's bring in our next guest to talk more about the gift card project. It is Amy Stefanowski. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me on. What a treat.
Actually, no, the pleasure is all ours. This is, man, this is actually a pretty, I think, a worthwhile endeavor.
Thank you. I think it's a simple concept, and you explained the importance of it perfectly just now. So thank you. It's important, and it's simple, and it's something we can do. I mean, I think we're all spending so much time fixating on all the statistics and the numbers, and it's sad, and it's hard to bear. So this is something I felt we can do in our communities, often from our computers, our smartphones, to support those businesses that we rely on normally every day, that in my mind I can't imagine not having when this thing is over.
Yeah, without a doubt, Amy. And you know what? There's so many, you hit the nail on the head. You know, there's so many small businesses, but yeah, I'm not talking about the chains, although hey, listen, they contribute to our communities as well, but there's usually a corporate office and, you know, larger profits, and if they've got to take a month of downtime, they at least have a little bit of cushion. They have a support system. But it's the mom and pop small businesses and small restaurants that are really going to be the ones suffering the most, because let's face it, they don't have you know, that corporate structure that the many of the chain restaurants already have. And having said that, there's a lot of stronger potential for them to close if we don't support them. So you can't go in and eat and sit down and eat at the restaurants, but guess what? You're going to be eating anyways. You have to eat every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatnot. And if you don't use the gift card today, let's say, oh, I love the atmosphere of that place. You know, listen, buy the gift card now at a time where they really need the income. They really need the revenue coming in. You can always use the gift card in the future, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it helps them pay their employees as well, which I know so many of them really want to keep their employees as long as possible. So every little bit right now is so helpful. And I have to say, the business owners couldn't be more appreciative and grateful for the support right now. They're figuring out as best they can ways to have businesses in this new time, and every little bit really does help, and they're just incredibly appreciative of the effort when we do it.
So where did this, number one, where did this idea originate from? And then number two, what are the steps that people, you know, that your organization, you know, implements?
So it started one day. I sat on the couch for about a week. I think we all have been through this phase, right? The first week, I sat there, my kids, and yeah, kept saying, Mom, you got to stop. But I couldn't stop watching everything. I would change the channels to make sure I was watching. And literally, I was giving myself chest pains. Aww. I was getting myself so worked up, and I finally had to say, I can't do this anymore. The next day, I got up, and it was one of those shower moments, right? Don't we have our best thoughts in the shower?
Very true.
You know, and I'd heard Governor Lamont say, buy a gift card, and we've been doing that on a small basis, but that Sunday morning I woke up and I went out to what we have a greenhouse. We live on a busy road in our town. Mm-hmm. I was in the greenhouse and I did a Facebook Live and I said, I have an idea. We're going to buy gift cards and leave them in the greenhouse. And if you need a gift card, if you're going through a tough time, please come by and take a gift card at the same time. So within a couple hours, I got a couple phone calls. What are you, crazy? That's, you want me to watch that? I said, they're fine. But we ended up coming up with a better platform. So I have a girlfriend who lives in the next town over who said, let's put a website together and let's put something around this. So we decided to take this concept of buying the gift card and then also thanking. There's so many people we want to thank with these gift cards, the doctors, the nurses. Mm-hmm. In our community, we have Biomed who's making those ventilators. There's people we want to thank with the gift card. So, and we also want to support restaurants and retail businesses. So we would like to use the retail gift cards to thank the healthcare workers and Biomed, but people that are losing their jobs, we think, would really benefit from the restaurant gift certificates and the grocery store ones. So depending on what you feel like buying, where you are, who you want to support, you buy a gift card. Super easy. And for our platform, but anyone can do it their own way, but what we're doing is you can then email it to us, and we will donate, like later today at 11, we're going to Biomed to donate all our retail gift cards to them. And we're really doing a fantastic response rate. We're having a lot of good response, and we're really happy with that. So we're going to go deliver those later today to Biomed. We are also going to donate cards for Yale and in our area, Middlesex Hospital.
When you total up the all of the gift cards, what does it usually equate to?
So most of them are around $20, $25 each. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. So times how many cards are you getting receiving on average?
So yesterday we received about 14, which was great.
Oh, wow.
8 came through the mail, and then I got some emailed in. So, and yeah, so it's been, the response has been great. I think we're over $3,800 that we put back
wow.
into our local economy just in not even 2 weeks.
Okay, so when you deliver these, you
we
are met.
Today.
Well, today's your first day? Oh, I'm sorry.
At 11, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I wish I could be a fly on the wall. I would love to see their expressions and hear what they say. Do they know what you're coming there to do, or is this a complete surprise?
I think they may know, but there's also someone else is hosting an appreciation lunch for them because it's Friday. So we're going to come in right before their lunch. So they'll hopefully have a good day between the gift cards and their lunch.
Okay, so I have an email address. I have a Guilford address, so if you don't mind me.
Yes, if you would.
Okay.
The email address is easy for people. The other thing I was going to say is you can do this in any town. So what we've done is we've chosen people in our town to participate with, but we also chosen some social services organizations that we can donate them to. So in Madison, we have something called Madison Youth and Family Services. They look after the youth family as well as our seniors. Guilford has a similar organization called Women and Family Life. Every town has somewhere they can donate them. And then we didn't want to be the ones to decide who gets them, so mm-hmm. they know in our community what families need these gift cards. So that's what we will do next week with the restaurant and the grocery store.
Okay, so when you deliver them to, let's say, Human Services, most municipalities have a Department of Human Services,
mm-hmm.
and that helps the needy in the
Correct.
Town, at least through temporary assistance anyways.
Right.
Are they then distributing, are they delivering them to their homes, or do those individuals who are in most need have to go to the town hall? Because a lot of town halls are closed for the most part.
Right. So it depends on the town, and each organization is different. In our community, I think they have a handle on the families that are really struggling, and they usually reach out, and so they'll be the ones to deliver them to them.
Gotcha. Now, talking about other chapters throughout the state, you're the only one, you're the first that I'm aware of anyways.
Well, it's easy
Guilford.
To replicate. And we'll be happy to help if anybody wants any information on how to do it. We're happy to help support them. They can still send them to us and tell us, and we can help deliver them. We'll do whatever people need to keep it moving. The most important thing is to buy the gift card. The thanking is the easy part, right?
Right.
We'll find places to thank.
I'd like to see chapters in at least every county.
I would, too.
In the state of
Let's
Connecticut.
Do it.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Do I.
It's super easy. The gift card project, and we can, if you tell us where your gift card you'd like it to go, we'll make sure it gets there. Absolutely. Happy to help.
So let me give everybody the address. And I'm going to start with the address in Guilford, and then I'll get to the email address. You can mail this to the Gift Card Project. Again, the Gift Card Project. Care of One Plus Company. Care of One Plus Company, 350 Goose Lane, Suite 201B, in Guilford, Connecticut, and it's 06437. And I'll repeat that at the very end as well. I want to go to the email address, which is thegiftcardprojectct. So again, thegiftcardprojectct@gmail.com. This is a, you know, it's so simple, I'm surprised it hasn't been thought of in the past.
I know. It is easy, and again, easy to roll out in other places. The other thing, that if it's easier for people to remember, our website is called thegiftcardproject.com.
Oh.
And then all the stuff that you just read is on there as well, and we have a Facebook page you can link to follow. Hopefully we'll post our photos of the deliveries later today or next week.
All right, so it's the...
thegiftcardproject.com.
The gift card.
And then all that info is on there, where we deliver them to, where we donate the cards to, and how the process works.
And you're on Facebook as well. So that's really, really cool. How many are you averaging in the mail that you're receiving on a daily basis?
So people in town still know me and still leave them in my greenhouse. So I'm getting a couple of those a day. Yesterday we had 8 in the physical mailbox, and I think we had about 6 that came through on the email. So they're coming in different places, which is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
Because, again, we need some positivity. We need something to do as well, right?
Boy, ain't that the truth. So, boy, do we ever.
We do.
We try to, you know, provide a ray of sunlight or sunshine every day. Yet it sometimes it's more challenging than others. All right, so before I let you go, let's just recap this. Gift cards, it's called the Gift Card Project. The giftcardproject.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
The email address is thegiftcardproject@gmail.com. You can mail gift cards to the Gift Card Project, care of One Plus Company, and it's the plus sign, not the word plus, care of One Plus Company, 350 Goose Lane, Suite 201B in Guilford, Connecticut. And really what this is doing is you'll take care of the delivery as long as everybody else can send these gift cards to you in one of those ways. And you're going to deliver them to those in the front lines of the medical care profession, healthcare workers, biomed workers. Just a great, wonderful thank you, you know, from the community to them, and also to keep their spirits high. And not only that, but to even help the local businesses, the mom and pop restaurants that are really struggling right now with getting income, with getting revenue into their business. You can use the gift card anytime. You can use it the day you receive it, or you could table it for a month, but it's already paid for. The revenue is already coming into the restaurant. It helps them during these times when they can't otherwise, they'd otherwise have, you know, patrons in their establishment. But, you know, as everybody knows, business is down across the board. So this really helps them. It helps you. It helps everybody. What a wonderful project. I can't thank you enough, Amy Stefanowski, for coming up with this idea and sharing it with us and our listeners this morning.